You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena, Jim, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Good. We've got you with two hats today. You're going to be playing our party next Friday. Very exciting stuff.
Cannot wait.
Jim Nothing. But we're here with you as Garden Jim today.
That's right.
And what are we talking about? What have you been doing in the garden recently?
I haven't really been doing anything in my own garden. I've been doing lots of things in other people's gardens.
Nice.
But I wanted to talk about garlic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's... The time is now, basically.
Okay.
Garlic is one of the 800 allium species, but only 7 of them are cultivated.
Wow.
It's
okay.
The slowest vegetable to mature, which is why you need to kind of like think about it now. A good kind of rule of thumb or like southern hemisphere timings is you plant it on or around the shortest day and harvest it around the longest day.
Wow, okay.
So we're coming up to Matariki soon,
mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a good time to think about perhaps if you want to try it or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, about 6 months, give or take. Lots of people say you can't plant the bulbs from the supermarket, and there's a whole bunch of like, I don't know, hearsay and
yeah.
rumor about that they've been...
Big garlic's trying to hold you back.
Yeah, they're trying to squash you.
It's
really not true. I was reading on Reddit, people were like, nah, the Chinese imported garlic is sprayed with this thing to stop it sprouting so you can't grow it. But that's
not true.
Total bullshit. Like, we've all had garlic in our cupboards that has started to sprout.
100%.
Like, I confirm.
And that's like the cheapest garlic you can get. So that's,
yeah,
you can grow it, basically. So you can buy fancy garlic from suppliers and by all means try it out. They tend to sell out heaps because the prices of garlic have been so extreme recently.
Yes, they have been. I feel like that's you go in and you sort of like, right, what's the vibe this week? How much is garlic?
Yeah,
that's the litmus test of how things are going in general.
It's totally bonkers. But what that's kind of done is it's spurred a lot of kind of small time kind of growers and other people to get into home growing because it's something that you can get a couple cloves, split them up and put them in, and then come summertime you've got garlic and ideally enough to last you through because it stores so well. So you want to pick... you want to find a nice kind of clove, bulb of garlic and select a few of the nice outer cloves.
Yep.
So I've got one here.
show us the garlic. What have you brought with us today?
Oh,
that's a really big one.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not abnormally big, but
no,
it's
but
one
I
of the...
feel like that's the other thing is you go in and you get garlic at the moment and it is literally fingernail sized pieces
of garlic.
Yeah, totally.
There might be one or two of these ones, but ideally if you can get, I mean, this is what, how big?
That's like a solid man's thumb, you know?
Oh,
like first section of a man's thumb.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah,
it's about the same size as your thumb. There you go. Yeah.
If you can get a man's thumb sized clove, then by all means do. And like, it's pretty obvious which side you plant. Like the part that has the hard bit at the bottom is where the roots are going to grow from. And where it normally sprouts is where it's going to sprout. So rule of thumb with any kind of clovey, bulby thing is about twice the depth of the item that you are putting in.
Of the thumb.
It's something that you can grow in pots. You don't have to do it in the soil, but if you are doing it in your garden, you want to kind of till it and put in heaps of organic matter. They're really heavy feeders and they hate being overly wet. So if you're in Mount Eden, you're probably in luck. But if you're in Greylin or, you know, Point Chev, probably better to amend the soil first or just go straight into pots.
What kind of mix are you putting in the pots if you are doing?
Just like compost.
Okay.
And it's going to take a lot of it out, all the nutrients out of it. So you want to kind of, if you're doing it in pots from last year, you want to amend it with sheep pellets or blood and bone or seaweed solution or something like that.
Got you.
But plant it about twice its depth and feed it. Once it starts to sprout, it should be, I don't know, 3-ish weeks and you'll start to see a sprout. You want to keep feeding it for that growth period. And kind of stop in spring to let it kind of put all the goodness into its bulb rather than into its leaves.
Shoot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's well worth a try. If you're going to do it in pots, try and find the biggest thing you can get. Ideally, 20 centimeters deep would be good and as big as you need it to grow. So you're going to want to plant them about 10 centimeters, 15 centimeters apart. just so they don't crowd each other out. They hate competition as well. So,
oh, no.
I know. So that's why pots are...
They're shy.
Yeah, they are. But that's why pots are probably more easy than doing it in your garden, because you're going to need to keep on top of weeding and you're going to need to mulch it and all that stuff. So if it's just something you're trying out because you want to, you have a balcony and...
You want to fight the big supermarkets.
You
want to
fight big garlic and, and it's already sprouting in your cupboard, so why not?
Try it out.
For sure. Try it out.
And so anything you need to do, like, in terms of when you're harvesting it, what's the other end of the garlic process look like?
Yeah, so it starts to kind of look a bit flappy at the end, and you can, I don't know, if you've got a few of them, you can pull some of them out and check. But, yeah, you want to kind of have a nice-sized clove that you would get from the supermarket.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, let it dry in out of the way of natural light in an airy place, so a cupboard or... I don't know, hang it up in a dark room in your house or just not in daylight, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can store it for as long as you people, like, I don't know, this garlic I've got, I don't know where it would have come from, somewhere in possibly China, but it's, couldn't tell you how old it is, but it's still yummy.
Yeah, nice.
But if you live near a farmer's market or some of the Asian supermarkets will have kind of fresh garlic as well, by all means, try that. Don't believe that you can't do it. You totally can. If it sprouts in your cupboard, it's going to sprout in the ground.
Exactly. As they say, life finds a way.
It does find a way.
We're going to co-opt that one for gardening this morning. We've got a question here, actually, from Tom, who's just moved into a new flat with a little area for gardening.
Oh, want to
plant some stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be trying out the supermarket garlic now.
Yeah.
Anything else that he should look to put in the ground?
Yeah, so some of that, like, perpetual spinach would be good. And I guess anything that you're seeing that's available in the places that you're buying is probably all right. Like, you're not going to find tomatoes or chili seedlings available at the moment. So,
and if you are, sus.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. So, like, anything that's for sale is probably fine. But, yeah, a lot of leafy greens. You can still do herbs, plant them all year round, like rocket and all that. But, yeah, if you're going to do garlic, leave them to have their own little space. They can do some, companion planting stuff with... carrots and some brassicas, I think.
It
helps repel some pests, like the white moth and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just try it out. And I mean, it's worth just messing around.
Hell yeah.
Get your fingers in the dirt.
Love that. Looking forward to it. Yes, Grizzy, first phalange of the thumb. That's the measurement we're using.
Phalange?
Phalange.
Didn't you watch
that?
Cool?
That one Friends episode?
That's the whole thing.
Is it? I thought it was just the section. 5395. Thank you, Jim.
All good.
I'm going to definitely give that a crack. Every year I think, I should do garlic and then I chicken out.
It just takes so long. So if you're like, if you're onto it now and you have some, just try it out. Also, check out like heaps of the other alliums. There's so many, like, I don't know, 800, I think. So heaps of them are ornamental and have really bonkers cool flowers.
Sick.
So yeah, if you've still got leeks in your garden and you're like, oh, whatever, just let them flower and it's so cool.
They'll look really good. Yeah. Yeah, we put leeks in a few years ago and then we've let that grass over, but the leeks still come through.
Yeah,
it's fun.
They just want to.
Exactly. Yeah. Cheers, Jim. We will see you next week, Friday, next week, playing as Jim Nothing with your band at Breakfast Club. It's going to be heaps of fun.
Hell yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. See you then.
See ya.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.